The USDA is holding the hearings to get information from all parties on whether or not California should be included in a federal milk marketing order. USDA received four proposals from interested parties. The proposals use the same dairy product classification system already used by other states throughout the federal milk marketing order system. Additional features would recognize California quota premium and fluid milk fortification values. The proposals would not modify any existing federal milk marketing orders, but a preliminary economic impact analysis showed that adding California into the federal system could have an impact on other states. That's because California's dairy production is so high. California is the top producing dairy state in the nation. Testimony started with a financial analysis by USDA ag economist Amanda Stimmick. Her testimony included how the federal order would be affected if California joined.
In the cooperatives, the producer handlers, and Ponderosa's proposals, the results show, to a varying degree, increases in California prices, which increase milk production in California. The increased production in California increases the U.S. supply of milk used for the major dairy products, which decreases the national product prices for cheddar cheese, butter, non-fat dry milk, and dry whey. The decreases in the national product prices decrease the class and component prices in the federal orders.
Joe Mello with the California Dairy Campaign was one of several people in attendance at the hearing Tuesday.
Well, we'd like to support it. We believe it's a good idea for California to join the rest of the nation, help out with all milk pricing so we're not competing against each other and going in the same direction.
He said the marketing order comes down to
hopefully more money in their pocket. What is the bottom line? It's a better system. From what I understand, it goes more towards the dairies as opposed to the creamers or the co-ops.
The hearing is expected to last several weeks. I'm Sabrina Hill, reporting from Clovis, California.